Hello, everybody. This is Tony Johnson from Ohio. And today, I'd like to do a presentation on the Bop It from Hasbro. Now, a lot of us remember the old electronical game Simon growing up, where there was four colors. They were red, yellow, blue, and green. And they lit up accordingly. And they had different sounds. And you had to mimic the sequence. Or if you didn't, you'd get a buzz sound and you'd have to start all over again. Well, this game is kind of based on that, but it's a little bit different. It has its differences. And I really wanted to do the presentation on this handheld electronical game for parents of blind children out there. And you may be wondering what to get them for Christmas. Christmas is coming back upon us very soon. We're about a couple of months away, but it'll be here before you know it. This game is very user-friendly for a child that is blind. All the buttons are raised. There are a total of 5 buttons on it. I'll go through them here. You have a select, which is, there are 3 levels to this game. There's novice, expert, and master. And the way to get to the next level is you have to advance from the previous. You can't skip. Secondly, on one end of it, you have a twist mechanism. It's kind of, well, let's just say it's shaped like a volume control, sticks out. It is a yellow button, and this is the twist button. Thirdly, you have a white button. Kind of looks like a pancake or hamburger because it's flat. It's not stick out round. It's flat round. It's pancake round. So it's flat. And you push this button, and this is the Bop It button. Fourthly, you have a pull it button. This is blue, and you simply just pull it, and this is the button that will actually start the game. I'll start a little bit later here, still going through the buttons. And lastly, you have this little slide mechanism, and when you open the slide mechanism, a shout command is added to the list of things that you have to do. It takes 3 AAA batteries, and it's made by Hasbro, and it costs about $20, so it won't break your bank. One thing I'd like to mention about the twist button, the yellow button, is this acts as a volume control. When you start the game, it has a built-in volume control. It has 3 levels. It has quiet, medium, and loud. You cannot gradually turn it up. You get 3 choices. And the way you select a different mode for multiplayers is you use the pull button, the pull it button, and it just cycles through. This is the blue button. I'm going to start the game here, and I'm going to give you these demonstrations here right now. So the way to start the game is to pull the blue button.
Solo.
Okay, I'm going to pull it again.
Pass it. Party.
Party. Those are your different modes that you can play. I'm going to go back to solo.
Blasting.
That's
blasting,
just pushing the twist button,
loud,
and it'll go either way.
Blasting, quiet, loud.
I'm going to push the white button to bop at the start.
High score, 100. Bop it, twist it, pull it, bop it, pull it. Yow! Oh, so close. Score, 5.
Now, the reason I missed is because I pressed the wrong button. I twisted instead of pulled. Just want to make a quick note here. I know I said earlier that I pushed the twist button. You do not push the twist button. It is a twist mechanism. That's how you control your volume control. And when the Bop It speaks, twist it. You use this mechanism to follow the command, twist it. The only button you push is the white Bop It button, and you pull the blue pull button. In order to advance to the next level, you have to get 100 things right. The game will stop until you press the white Bop It button again, and then you will be on expert level. If you get 100 more right, the game will stop again, and you will advance to master level. I'm going to start the game again and show you how long of a time you have in order to react to the commands that it gives you. There's not a very long amount of time.
High score, 100.
Start here.
Bop it. Twist it. Pull it. Twist it.
That time I purposely did not push the command it told me to, and I ran out of time. As you can see, you must react very quickly to keep the game going. Great reflexes, I guess, would help in this game. Want to show you another feature here. I'm going to start the game again. This time, I'm not going to interrupt it. I'm going to go, and then I'm going to purposely push the wrong button, and I'm going to let you see this feature, which is really cool.
Solo, I score 100. Bop it. Twist it. Pull it. Pull it. Bop it. Bop it. Bop it. Pull it. Pull it. Twist it. Bop it. Pull it. Pull it. Bop it. Oh! Focus. Concentrate. Score 13. Bop it to start. I'm going to sleep.
This is a cool feature that Simon didn't have. The old Simon games had like an on-off switch. And if you put your Simon down and you forgot to turn it off, well, your batteries were just ate up. This Bop It will automatically shut itself off. As you heard it announced, I'm going to sleep, it shuts itself off. I've had mine since mid-July, and I haven't changed the batteries yet. Of course, I don't play with it all that much. Bop It will keep track of your score on every level, novelist, master, or expert. Now I'm going to demonstrate some higher levels here. I'm going to go to the expert level, and what is added to the expert level besides the commands Bop It, Twist It, and Pull It are three sound effects. I'll try to be as descriptive as I can so that you can figure them out. You will hear one sound effect that kind of sounds like a boom noise. And that, when you hear that, you are to press the Bop It button. You'll hear a second sound effect that sounds like, I'm going to say a whistle. And the third sound effect you will hear will sound like, I'm just going to say, some sort of percussion, maybe Latin percussion. I'll just get on with the demonstration here and show you. And what I think I'm going to do, if I'm talented enough here, is I'm also going to open up the Shout It mechanism, and hopefully I'll be able to do this.
Solo. Expert.
Okay, I'm going to go to
Master, not expert.
Expert, and I'll show you what it adds to Bop It.
I score 100. Bop it. Twist it. Pull it. Shout it.
Hey. Hey.
Pull it. Shout it.
Hey.
Bop it. Pull it. Bop it. Shout it.
Hey.
Twist it.
Hey.
Twist it. Yow! Too fast for you. Score 16.
As you can see, it's been a while since I've played it. This game provides a lot of fun challenges. You have to respond very quickly. As you advance on to Master, it will add collars. I'm going to shut the shouting mechanism, and I'm going to give you a quick demonstration of Master. On Master level, collars will be added to what is already there. So you will have Bop It, Twist It, Pull It. If you have your shouting mechanism open, you will have shouting. If it is closed, you won't have that command to follow. You will have your sound effects plus blue, white, and yellow. So it has a lot.
Solo, expert, master. I score 28. Bop it. Twist it. Pull it. White. Blue. Twist it. Yellow. White. Bop it. Bop it.
So I think you get the idea. I can't think of anything much more to say about it. It's a pretty simplistic toy. It's very fun. It's for kids ages 8 and up. You can either get it at... I got mine online at Amazon.com. I was told by my nieces that they have seen them in Walmart and Target. So once again, it cost around $20. This has been a quick presentation of the Bop It by Hasbro. I hope this helps some parents with blind children out there. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.